back in the saddle and out on the trail. With Ernie the horse guy, now fun will prevail. We'll meet the best horseman under the sun. Tip our hats to the ladies, keep the good Lord number one. Ride along, sing your song. Along with better horses, we're right where we belong. Faith and love from up above. The best of the good life's yet to come.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey, don't touch that dial, folks. It's time to get around Chalk Horses. Everybody, I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams. Howdy, Ernie. Good morning.
Welcome back, Ed.
I'm a little slow on the update.
And welcome to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC style. Unbelievable time we're having here. We always look forward to coming up here and talking to you about horses. We got a packed show, Ed.
This is 1 hour of just talking about horses. What a great morning we're having this morning, and what a great weather we're having.
Events and everything else. I'm going to be watching the debut of my reigning horse with Brent Wright out at the Kansas Sunflower Slide tonight at the three-year-old fraternity. I'm excited about that. Watching Wimpy's Little Fred.
And that's your horse, and we get to see her actually come out on her debut.
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, what I was going to tell you was we got a great show today, and leading us, so great to have him back here. We got Justin McKee.
Justin's here.
Oh, Justin, you with us?
Hello.
Hey, Justin, welcome to Better Horses Radio. I know you've been on a big trip. So glad to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Ernie. Good to be back with you.
I got a few people I want to mention on our prayer list, if that's all right, Justin. You got a second. Pray for all the Christians in the Middle East, all over the world. Pray for our president and all the world leaders. I heard from my son, who's a Marine, and, I mean, things are pretty tense right now. And we want to pray for all our soldiers, armed forces, both men and women. Pray for Mark Birkdahl, Frank Slaughter. Pray for the grass fire in the flood victims, both in Houston and in Florida. Pray for Ed Adams, his dad. We've been having him on the prayer list. He's still not out of the woods yet. Tom Adams, keep him going. Glad we got a good rapport on that. And then pray for Angie Vanderpool, David Sheckle, my home church, Kim McBroom, Janish, Desiree Garcia, Mike Statua, Sue Saxon, my sister-in-law, Pat, Tim Trabon, pray for him. He's doing well. John Speck up here at the studio. Peggy Winger's doing better. Ali Costello and Steve Miles, both in Baser and in Lawrence, and Debbie Brenneman. And then the family of Bob Harshaw that passed away there in my hometown. Pray for them that he's had a long battle. But keep all these folks in your prayer. And you got someone, Ed?
Well, you mentioned it, Ernie. You know, we had an old cowboy, and he's fighting for his life this week. And so we're sending our prayers out. And he's also my dad, 82-year-old man, who's his old body's given out on him. But I want to tell you something. And I talked to him this morning, and he's listening this morning, and he's going to listen to our show. But he lives by the Cowboy Code of Ethics, and you know what that is. And Ernie brings it up every show. But I want to tell you that the 10 steps that my dad we'd walk through this morning. You live each day in courage. You take your pride to work. You always finish what you start, and you do what has to be done. You be tough, but be fair. And when you make a promise, you keep it. You ride for the brand. You talk less and you say more. And you remember that some things are for sale, and you know where to draw the line.
Great, great boy. This is a great guy. Justin, you show the ties. He ran the Wichita Purina plant for over 40 years.
Oh, nice.
And in fact, how small a world is it? Ed, who's sitting right across from me, has a Payne horse that Hank Payne sold to him. so it's got a lot of Southeast Kansas as tie-in. But thank you so much, Justin, for getting on. I'm going to turn it over to you then.
All right, fellas. Well, there's a lot of people that are going through a lot of stuff right now, sounds like. And that's the way it is all the time. Here in this whole world we live in. So, Lord, I thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Lord, I just I pray for all these people that need your help. Lord, this is some tough spots that these people are in. They need healing physically and mentally and with relationships and maybe even financially, Lord. And for all the people that are listening, not on this prayer list, Lord, I just pray for courage. And, Lord, I pray that we'll get up every morning to be thankful, to look at the good things we have in life, look for the opportunities to be the joy of the Lord, maybe be the walk and talk like Jesus did and have an influence on somebody around us. Lord, I know through walking through that, that's the greatest healing that we can experience here on earth is when we help somebody else, because that's our purpose in life. So, Lord, I pray that right now for the families and the people going through it, that not just for healing, not just for courage, but, Lord, I pray that we'll see beyond our needs. If there's somebody sick in the hospital, Lord, I pray that they'll be the light of the world if they know you, to the nurse and the doctor and people around them, that they'll have an influence on the kingdom. Because we know in tough times is the greatest opportunity of influence. And Lord, so I just pray that people will have the desire to see you, to serve you. And, Lord, we just give this day to you. And thank you that I'm out here horseback gathering cows and being able to see your handiwork and your creation this beautiful day. Lord, I lift up our country. I pray that our leaders will seek your wisdom instead of their own. I pray that we might all do the same thing. I pray that we'll do away with selfishness and just to see the needs of others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Justin, thank you so much for getting on the show today. Thank you for all you do down there at Cowboy Capital Fellowship in down there in Lenapaw, Oklahoma. Great, great service every Monday night, if I'm correct.
That's correct. Come at 6:30.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate all you do. I got to talk to you here sooner. We got some big things happening out there in Kansas that have Justin McKee written all over it. So
we're looking forward to it, Ernie.
Talk to you later. Love you, brother. See you.
All right, y'all have a good show.
Okay. We want to thank, as far as my good friends at Henry Martin Chevy Buick GMC in Leavenworth. I tell you what, if you're looking to buy a truck or you're looking to buy a car, get a hold of my friend Randy Hill. You can call him at 913-682-3999. You know what, Ed? They not only have great prices, but what they say is the buying experience is tremendous. You know, when I buy it, sometimes we go to buy a vehicle, it's like rather have the flu than to deal with having to
it's
buy a
It's not an easy thing to go through.
Great people. Yeah. They'll give you a tremendous price, service. They've been around for years. Get a hold of them at Henry Martin's Chevy Buick GMC in Leavenworth, and tell them Better Horses sent you. So we got a wonderful show, Ed. Let me tell you what we got on. I'll get back to where we were at. Always great to hear Justin McKee.
You know, he's really good. We should also remind everybody, this is vaccination month for fall vaccinations for all our horses, so be sure to call your local veterinarian and get all that done.
Exciting. I tell you what, we got a lot of neat stuff going on. What we got going on the show last week, which we hated, but we're glad your dad's doing better. We had the dream ride in the Flint Hills. Had a chance to hook up with Adrienne Vogel's daughter, who was on a trail ride, helping her dad, 8 years old, going on about 38. And but she talks about her life as a cowgirl. We're going to have that. I did a little interview with her out there. I think you're really going to enjoy it. And I think what really it brings out is how these family, you know, the family values, how these they're developed on the ranches, just like you read the code there. It's just really neat on this. And they have a saying out there is ranch rules. That means the ranch rules are always override anything out there.
There you go. That's the cowboy right there.
That's really good. So we got them. And then a great friend of ours, we're talking about Phil Haugen. Haugen is down in Weatherford, Oklahoma, and he's just a tremendous hand, a rodeo guy, clinics. And he's got a big sale coming up the 30th, and he's going to be talking about this sale, which you can go right online and check those horses out there. So that's pretty exciting. Then I've got a fellow that we're just called in that they've got a big kind of like a fundraiser for the flood victims down in Houston and raising tack, saddles, halters, everything that's doing right here in Kansas City. So I'm just at the last minute, he's going to be on the air kind of talking about what they're doing.
A tragic thing. And we have, over 3,000 horses down in Houston that are looking for a home and looking for a placement that got displaced during the floods down there.
But so we got a wonderful show. And right now we got to kick this thing off with the Blazing the Trail segment brought to us by our good friends at Merck Animal Health. Do we have Joe Hayes with us?
Yes, sir. You sure do, Ernie.
Joe, good to hear from you. And Ed, my partner up here, and I just enjoyed talking to horses and could not think of anybody better to kick it off than Joe Hayes. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, we always try to give you a good tip and give the listeners a good tip, so we're going to try again today. You know, Ernie, I don't care the listeners out there, if they're holding their horse for the horseshoer, if they're competing at the show, if they're trail riding, makes no difference. But I want everyone, when they're working around the horse, to think about this. Think like a horse thinks. Don't think like a person thinks. We already do that naturally. But think like a horse thinks. Look at things from their point of view. You know, Ernie, if a horse spooks at something, a white paper sack or something, if you're trail riding, as the rider, you might go, well, you stupid animal, that's a white paper sack. That's not going to hurt you. That's thinking like a person thinks. But thinking like a horse thinks, when they come around the corner and see that white paper sack, they don't know what that is. And being a prey animal, where they have to escape from the lions and so forth in the old days, they think that might be something threatening to me. So you're, instead of getting real hard on your horse disciplining, think about what they're thinking from their point of view, and it makes a lot more sense. Then you take your time, you go up to that white paper sack, maybe go left or right, not straight at it. Just work your way up there, reward your horse, patting on the neck when it does good and gets up there. And pretty soon, he accepts the white paper sack, and you go on with a wonderful trail ride. Everybody's the better for what happened. So it boils down to this. When working with a horse, look at things from the horse's point of view and think like a horse. Don't think like a person, because we think quite differently than horses do. I hope that helps people out today, Ernie.
Great tip, Joe. We appreciate all you do. You can check out Joe's own segment channel on BetterHorsesNetwork.com. Great, great channel you got up there, Joe. Thank you for everything you're doing.
You bet, Ernie, and you have a good day. Always good to visit with you.
You too. Thanks, Joe Hayes. Joe Hayes from down in Gainesville, Texas, a great horseman, graduate of Cornell University.
Ivy League.
He's really good. He's sharp. I tell you what, really good. Let's take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to introduce everybody to my good friend Lola Vogel from down in Cottonwood Falls. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You're listening to Better Horses Radio Show. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, Casey Style. Don't you just love that song by Mo Bandit?
You heard a lot of that down in the Flint Hills, didn't we?
Oh, really good. In fact, we missed you last week. We missed all of you last week. Had an unbelievable time down at the Dream Ride in the Flint Hill. Had about 20, probably close to about 34 riders. It was great.
And beautiful weather.
Best weather ever. I tell you, it was really good. So I tell you what, it's just a great time. Had a chance to hook up with this little girl, Lola Vogel. Unbelievable little cowgirl. I think you're really going to enjoy that. And I tell you what, she's really neat, great family. Let's go to that interview right now. Hello, friends. Ernie Rodina with the Better Horses Radio Show here at the 18th annual Dream Ride in the Flint Hills at the beautiful Robbins Ranch up here in Chase County. And I had a chance to catch up with one of our wranglers. And this wrangler is 8 years old, just a tremendous little cowgirl. And we're here with Lola Vogel. Lola, welcome to Better Horses Radio.
Yes.
So glad to be here. How great is it to get to be a wrangler this weekend up here on the Dream Ride in the Flint Hills?
Really fun.
Tell me about your horse and what you do with the horse. And you're different than most little girls. I mean, I'm sure you play with dolls some and everything else, but your passion's out here in the pasture helping your dad with his horses and cattle.
Yes. I kind of do some barrel racing and stuff. And I have some pop-up barrels, and I'm just now, my horse is 6 years old, and I'm just kind of now just training on him for she can be a better horse at barrels and stuff.
I see you out there a lot of times. You're with your horse, and the horse might get a little nervous, mm-hmm. and you just kick that horse in a circle. Why do you do that?
Because it'll get them used to it, and then just a couple hours ago, when I walked back by it, he was just fine.
Just fine. So it's a matter of constantly working and training with your horses. So your dad runs a lot of cattle, Adrian, who's a great horseman himself, and your older brother, and that would be Pax. Congratulations to Pax, and your dad made it to the World Championship Ranch Rodeo Finals. But I tell you what, you're going to be on the team. They have women on the team and everything. Someday you plan to be on the team?
Yes.
What do you like about riding with your dad and everything like that? You got to have some special times.
I just like riding with him, and I like because he always packs me a water because I get really thirsty and stuff.
Does he ever pack you a candy bar?
Nope, just gum. My candy bar is gum.
Your candy bar is gum, okay. Well, tell me, how long have you been riding?
Maybe now 4 years.
4 years, and you're 8 years old?
Yes.
I see you out there running your horse. I mean, you lope him and everything.
Yes.
Is that your favorite thing about running him?
Yes.
So tell me about your plans and with barrel racing, what you plans to do.
I plan on going to the NFR.
NFR. Now, you're getting some good help right now at 8 years old. Tell me about some of the things you're getting to do as an 8 year old with the barrel racing and some of the people you're working with.
I have an older sister, and she went to lots of clinics, and she's 10 years old, and she just kind of helps me and stuff for like barrel racing and hands, where my hands need to be and stuff. And tape helps a lot with my reins because that's how I get to know how to do barrels and stuff.
And you rode with some of the best already, and that would have been Jeannie Anderson, if I understand.
Yes.
And another clinic you went to about that. Tell us about that clinic.
It was a Reinhardt's. They just helped us be wide pockets and stuff. And they had tires, and it was really fun doing that.
So you've worked with your horse a lot on barrel racing. You run in the junior rodeo, I understand.
Yes.
So tell me a tip. There's a lot of young girls and guys at barrel race. What's a tip you would tell them in working with their barrel horse? What would you tell them?
Slide your hands.
Slide your hands. You got to slide them with the reins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really... Now, who taught you that?
I learned how to do that because... then they don't turn as good, and they just knock down the barrel.
That's good. Well, you got this thing down pat with what you're doing. I'll tell you, Lola Vogel, we expect big things from you coming in the future with the horses. You're a tremendous future barrel racer, and then just a tremendous hand when helping your dad with his cattle. Thanks for being a part of Better Horses Radio. And you want to do a shout-out before I let you go? You will go to what school?
Chase County Elementary.
Is someone out there you'd like to say hello to?
Callie and Bella.
Let's not forget your grandma, too, Susan Barnes at Grand Central Hotel.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being on Better Horses Radio. We look for big things to happen to Lola Vogel.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what, that was a great interview, and just a neat little girl. He's got two girls, soon to be three girls, and one boy, and that's a neat family. And his dad is one heck of a hand. One of the best out there as far as in Adrian Vogel.
So we need to raise all our kids on the ranch is what we decided.
It is. The values. Yeah. I like that one guy down there, and Josh Hoy said, get them outside. Get them out there. Get them away from them Xboxes and things like that. That's what you need to do. But it was really, really a neat interview. And I want to thank Silver Spurs Equine and ExtraQuarterHorses.com for bringing us them as far as a guest. While we're mentioning that, is right now on Silver Spurs, started on the 13th, a couple days ago at 8 a.m. You can go online at plushorsesales.com or go to silverspursequine.com or extraquarterhorses.com and register for their online summer sale.
Two locations, also in Arizona, but also in Purcell, Oklahoma.
But they're selling online through Plus Horse Sales. 12 top yearlings that they have all the x-rays, they have videos of them, the x-rays of them, they have everything you want to know about these 12 yearlings, and they're selling it online up through 10 p.m. Central Standard Time on September the 20th. Beautiful things. It takes all the guesswork, Ed, out of buying these horses.
Horses that we're going to be able to go to.
I tell you what, okay. You know, it's really neat as far as to go to look at these horses. These 12 yearlings are just unbelievable. A way to buy your horses. And so, just a neat deal. Silver Spurs and Extra. Tremendous, tremendous deal. I'm going to be out at the Reining Horse Show, all day long today and tomorrow.
There you go.
Started Friday. But I'm going to be having folks you have a chance to book with one of their stallions. I mean, they got all kinds of prices. Great prices on 34 of the top stallions in the country, reining horse count. And you can breed to some horses, or as low as, I'm looking at it right now, early booking fee, $1,500, $1,850. Your shipping fee is so great and everything from that standpoint. So I tell you what, great stuff. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. I'm Ernie Rudina.
I'm Ed Adams.
You listen to Better Horses Radio, KC Stop.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Weatherford.
We don't take our trips on LSD.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. So glad you joined us today. We're here at the great studio of KCMO Talk Radio, 710 AM or 103.7 FM. I'm here with my great friend and partner, Mr. Ed Adams.
Howdy, Ernie. How are you today?
Really good. I tell you what.
Great morning we're having.
I thought the song was only fitting. You should have had Weatherford in there and not Muskogee. But I bet they
it's
don't.
It's an Okie from Muskogee. Weatherford's got a great college down there, Weatherford University.
I'll tell you what. They got a great cowboy in this guy here, brought to us by our good friends at PurinaMills.com. Great, great sponsors. They're the only company I know out there that will feed it to their horses first before they ever ask you to feed it to yours. Had a great time last week. They had all the specialists come in from all across the country. It was down at Brent Wright's, Bill Walton's, out at Will Height and Freeze. And it was great to see everybody. You know, it's amazing how life goes on. I only knew about 20% of them there now, but it was a lot of fun being there. But Purina Mills, go to PurinaMills.com, plug in your zip code, and find the closest independent certified expert dealer in your market. These are the ones that take care of you and appreciate all they do. Dealers like Christine over at Pleasant Hill Pet and Livestock. You got the Family Center and different ones all over there at Family Center in Harrisonville and now up at St. Joe.
Yeah, in fact, that's where you want to go if you want to get good nutritional value and good information about your horses and actually what product to feed your horses during their time of need.
Well, I'll tell you what, thanks to our good Boulevard Bob, I've got a chance to meet this guy, and he's one of the best, just a tremendous horseman, a great guy, great family. I've got here Phil Haugen, Haugen Horsemanship down in Weatherford, Oklahoma. Phil, you with us?
Phil? Ernie, how you doing today?
Great to have you on the show. I want to introduce you to Ed. He's an Oklahoma guy.
Another Oklahoma guy that actually worked at Brahms Dairy Farm down there next to Weatherford out there.
Awesome. That's not far from me.
Yeah.
Did you catch your song? We thought it was only fitting to put a little Oklahoma music.
I liked it. Little Okie from Muskogee is good. Yeah. That's a good way to start your day. Yeah, right
and, I bet they don't smoke marijuana down in Weatherford either.
It's not legalized.
Okay,
no.
There you go.
No, I wouldn't live here if it was.
Yeah. Hey, great to have you on the show. Here in 2 weeks, you've got a huge sale. You got a tremendous following and a reputation, whether it's barrel horses, roping horses, ranch horses. Let's tell our folks up here on Better Horses Radio KC Style what you got going on.
Well, Saturday, September 30th, we have our fourth annual performance horse sale coming up. And we've got about 30 select horses in that sale that I'm really, really proud that are going to be representing our sale. Really excited about it. We've had a lot of interest. And, you know, but the bottom line on a horse sale, and you know this, Ernie, is it's all about the product. And, you know, we do a lot of marketing and advertising and, you know, in today's world, there's a lot of ways to touch a lot of people, just like yourself, what you're doing right now. But at the end of the day, it's all about the horses and the product. And I am really confident that we're putting out a heck of a product. And so, I'm just anxious for it. We're getting ready for it. The horses are ready. I think we're going to have a lot of happy buyers and, you know, just an exciting time for us.
So this is a good sale for you, but this is you have a good crop this year of performance horses?
Yeah, we've got a great set of geldings and some really nice mares. And, you know, I just, they're really hard to find. You know, like for myself, I'll buy 10 or 12 horses a year, and then we'll ride them a year. And, of course, I try to buy really good horses. And, you know, my horses, they got to meet basically five specific criteria that I'm looking for, and then we take what we feel like are really good horses when we buy them and make them even better, you know. But at the same time, I feel like we've got a set of horses that there's a huge top side in. So I think whoever gets them a year from now, is, I think they'll be even better than they are the day we sell them. And that's what my hope is, because, you know, I tell my customers and people that call all the time, I mean, it doesn't do me any good unless you do good.
You know,
and so I just kind of keep that simple philosophy when I'm training horses and you know, progressing horses, performance horses that'll go on into the performance world.
So, Phil, we can comfortably say every horse that you're planning on selling is going to, from foundation to finish on your training program that you put out for each horse.
The ones that come through, the ones that I own, I do have 18 consignment horses in the sale.
Okay.
You know, and some of those horses I did start originally, and some of them are just from reputable consigners that have horses that, you know, fit the criteria for this sale. So, not all the horses have been through my program, but we've really got a nice set of consignment horses too in this year's sale. So
I think it's safe to say
we're excited.
Phil, it's safe to say what I like about your sale. Every horse, whether you raised it, started it, or you played a part, every horse has to make your stamp of approval. And I'm going to tell you, folks, if you're looking to buy from someone that they don't get any more honest than the Phil Haugen Ranch and the family out there from that standpoint. If I was looking for a horse or looking to get a horse, I would call this guy. I would look online. He surrounds himself with the right people, and he's got such a tremendous reputation with his sale. And they're working horses. Not all of them. Like I said, the barrel horse people fell in love with you, is how you, what you do with those horses, barrel horses. But you got ranch horses, roping horses, you name it.
Yeah, well, you know, my background was, you know, in the rodeo world. And so I kind of, you know, cut my teeth on competing in the arena. And then there's a period in there where I started riding a lot of colts for futurity people, you know, the barrel futurities. And I still do a lot of that. We keep a full book of customer horses throughout the year, too. I do the sale in conjunction with that, number one, because it's a little bit, you know, it kind of changes. I go from, you know, my sale horses are more on the finishing end, and of course, the two-year-olds that I start, that's on the starting end, and it just kind of gives me some diversity in my job. And, you know, I like to see those horses go on and do good. Like, we had one customer from North Dakota that bought one horse last year and two horses the year before, and this year all three of those horses went to the National High School Finals with their girls. And so, you know, obviously we're in it to make some wages, but those are the stories that really are the payback.
Yeah.
And, you know, I might mention, as you brought up the rodeo folks, this guy here we're talking to, the Linderman Award, winning a champion on both ends of the arena, both on the timed events and also on the rough stock. And I had to mention that, Phil.
Well, thanks, Ernie. Thank you.
And did I mention, by the way, your daughter was a national champion, and I think in breakaway roping, wasn't it?
Well, she was a national all-around champion.
At bottom line, folks, you're talking to a cowboy and a horseman right here. How can they get a hold of you, Phil, to learn about yourself?
It's really easy. You can go to our Facebook page, Phil Haugen Horsemanship, or you can go to our website at philhaugenhorsemanship.com. And we have the online catalog on there. And if you want to message us, email us, text me, and you want a hardcover catalog, we'll send that out to you. And my phone number's on the site. And if you have questions, you know, feel free to call me directly. I always answer my phone, and as long as we're talking about horses, I can usually carry on a fairly intelligent conversation. So, yeah. We're easy to get a hold of,
and that's
if you have any questions, just go ahead and contact us however you're comfortable.
Phil, I want to thank Bob Sullivan, our old Boulevard Brewery guy, for introducing Phil Haugen to the horse community up in Kansas City. And I'll tell you what, it's been great, but I think Ed, you had something.
No, that was just repeating. For those just joining us, Phil Haugen Performance Horses for Sale. That's going to be Saturday. That's September 30th on Saturday from 9 to 5. That's what I'm assuming in Weatherford, Oklahoma.
And, folks, you can also enjoy Phil Haugen on go to betterhorsesnetwork.com. He's got his own channel there. Plus the fact we always love having you on a segment on Better Horses TV with Ernie the Horse Guy. So,
well, I appreciate you having me on, and like I always tell you, I just appreciate what you're doing for our industry, because indirectly you are benefiting a lot of people, and we really appreciate
that.
Well,
we're having. I tell you what, if this was about, I tell folks all the time, if this was a hog show, I wouldn't be doing it. You got to have a passion for horses.
There you go.
You know, so,
you do.
Yeah.
You do.
So anyway, hey, Phil, thanks for all you do. Good luck. 2 weeks from today, his sale, you folks, you ought to drive down there. Just a great, great part of the country. Appreciate all you do. Tell the Bridget and everybody said hello from Better Horses up here.
Yep. 2 weeks from this coming Saturday, actually.
That's today. So, anyway, talk to you later, Phil.
That's right.
See you
then. It is today.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ernie.
See you, buddy.
Appreciate
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
You too. Great guy. This guy is the real deal.
And very talented. The whole family's talented.
Oh, they are. Yeah. This talent. This could be really good. That's the neat thing about this job is the folks like you out there, folks, that listen to this show, just making the friends. Let's take a break. We're going to try to get a special guest on to make an announcement. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams.
Listen to Better Horses Radio, KC Style. We'll be right back.
When I was a kid, Uncle Remus.
Hey, welcome back to the Better Horses Radio Show, KC Style. I'm Ernie Rodina.
I'm Ed Adams. Good old boys like me.
A tribute. We lost Don last week.
Yep. Don Williams.
Don Williams, great one. But so glad you guys could tune in. And this next segment's brought to us by our good friends at CSIPads.com. Great saddle pad. Sold one last week. I tell you what, people love these pads. So go to CSIPads.com. Hey, we're going to kind of speed things up and bring someone in. We got Corey McCready from out in Kansas City working on a great project that last minute we got him on, and we got him on right now for a couple minutes. Corey, welcome to Better Horses Radio, KC Style, and congratulations. You come from such a great family with your dad and everybody.
Oh, thank you.
What do we got going on, Corey? It's about the flood victims down in Texas, and how can we help, and what are you doing?
Yes, sir. We're working currently with Blue Bonnet Equine Humane Society right now they're in Galveston, Texas, but they'll be moving around to places as we go. We're renting a trailer. It's actually probably going to be donated. And big 53-foot trailer. We're going to have it set up at the Warrensburg Fairgrounds there on October 8th at Michelle Brookshire's MR Barrel Racing Productions Spooktacular Saddle Series. I think I got all that right. And we're looking for monetary donations, any medical supplies, tack, grooming supplies, just antibiotics, anything that could benefit veterinarians and horse owners and cattle owners down in Texas right now.
When can they drop this stuff off? When's it going to be available, the trailer?
Well, right now we are accepting donations at our office at Raymore, Missouri. That's at 12701 East 195th Street. And we will be, the trailer event will be starting at 10 a.m., I believe, and we'll go all day long. And we're going to be passing out flyers and everything, telling people what we're accepting. And, you know, we got support from a few local radio stations here in Kansas City. We got support from Family Center. Just donations are pouring in, and it's a pretty good deal.
Well, it's a great deal, and folks, you can also contact me, Ernie, at betterhorsesradio.com if you need help on any of the donations. We can get them, direct them your way, Corey. Appreciate all you're doing, man. Just another sign of what a great country we have, and folks like you, great Americans.
Oh, absolutely. I'll go ahead and give you our Facebook page. It's Dr. McCready's Equine Services Hurricane Donations, and you can actually donate directly on that page. And there's more information about what we are accepting, dates and times, where you can drop it off, when it's going to get shipped out, all that good stuff.
Clean out those tack rooms, folks. Take them down there.
And that's a good point. Now, Corey, we can also give used equipment, or do you just want to accept new?
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
Now, do you want to accept used tack equipment, or do you want to just...
Oh, yes, okay. Absolutely. Used tack equipment, anything that's, you know, gathering a little dust, nothing in too bad a shape.
Exactly.
But anything that's better than stuff that's been swimming in water.
Right.
Hey, Thanks so much, Corey, for all you do. Tell your family and everybody we said hello out there from Better Horses.
Oh, I appreciate it. You guys have a good day.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thank you.
You know, we can't appreciate all the victims down there in Houston. Not only that, but they also have those horses that are stranded out there, that are abandoned, that need help, and all of their gear is gone. So we need to help them out, not only from a tank perspective, but feed and veterinarian.
He was talking about other radio stations. Is there another radio station out there?
There is.
I didn't know there was. I just thought Better Horses and KCMO.
There must be the one down in Houston.
There must be. Yeah. But no, great folks, and that's what we're here is all to help. And thanks, Corey, and your whole group over there. Hey, I want to do a plug. Let's talk about the calendar. First of all, we're so excited. The calendar is brought to us by the Greater Kansas Racing Alliance, or raceforkansas.com. We're going to get horse racing back in the area.
That's our goal.
That's our goal. So get fired up, folks. But a lot of stuff going on. We talked about the Haugen Ranch sale the 30th of September. Today, you got time after the show to go down to Strong City. They have a ranch rodeo down there and also the Midwest Ranch Horse Show that's going on down there also.
At the Flint Hills Rodeo
Grounds. Flint Hills Rodeo Grounds there right down there. And then tonight, folks, come on out to Domer Arena and Topeka Expo and see some of the top three-year-old reiners out there. No charge to get in. Great deal. And I'm excited about Wimpy's Little Fred, my horse going to be running.
You're a little biased on that horse.
A little bit. You know what it is. We hope we do good, but it's all about the journey.
Yeah, it is. It is. But it is like watching your kid at in baseball is watching your horse do a barrel race. It's the same thing.
Same thing. Yep. It is. Richard Schrake, Resistance Free, he's coming to Baldwin November 11th and 12th, and I'm going to have to get him on. He's like the godfather of the clinicians and everything from that standpoint.
That's going to be fun. Should we give a plug for the American Royal for everybody who doesn't have rodeo? Did you have your rodeo tickets yet?
Yeah, I do. I got your rodeo tickets.
You got? Oh, that's good. Then I won't have to order them. Yeah. That's going to be coming up here real quickly on the American Royal.
So 29th and 30th or something like that?
Be sure and get your tickets, and a lot of good events going
when
on.
When is the date? Do you have it?
September 29th through the 30th.
Yeah, it's a great PRCA rodeo.
And that'll be the PRCA rodeo.
It's going to be really a great time down there. It's always love the Royal. Hey, I want to tell you folks, if you guys got a property you'd like to list and sell, horse property or rural property, contact me, Ernie, at betterhorsesradio.com, and let me list it for you, get hooked up with a realtor, and what we'll do is we'll give you our whole 10 marketing parts of Better Horses at no charge to the seller. And then when you sell it, we work with our referral fee, and bam, we're out of there. But we want to help you sell your property.
We're getting to be the go-to for all ranch properties that are around the Kansas City area. This is kind of fun.
How's our website looking, Ed?
You know what? We are excited about this website. I think this is going to be the go-to for everybody that wants to look about horses, not only with the TV and the radio and the print, but we're also going to have special items, even some merchandising. We might become the Amazon of Tack and Saddle coming up here shortly.
Hey, at the Johnson County Community College Carlson Center, coming up September 30th, they're going to have out there the Kansas Cowboy Jubilee, Western music, arts, all that kind of stuff. Going to be at Johnson County Community Center.
That's right around the corner.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, but it's great. A lot of neat stuff. So, folks, it's been great. Ed, it's always great as usual. Hope your dad keeps recovering well.
Glad
to
be back.
We need that cowboy around.
We got to keep him
on that deal. So. But it's that time. I hate it, folks. Every week, I want you all to be good buckaroos and buckarettes. Mind your moms and dads. We want you to be brave, but don't take any chances out there. Find that person you know and love. Give them a big old kiss and hug and tell them you love them. We want you to pick up those dirty plates and dishes. Pick up those dirty clothes out there and put them in the hamper and help mom. Help mom out a little bit. And we're talking to Connie, Matt, and Brent. Tina Corley, you're a good buckarette. How about, let's not forget Steve and Darla Miles. Appreciate all you do. Mark Burkdahl, Lowell and Teresa Anderson. How about Susie Mackey?
Tom, Dave, Christy, Kathy, Stevie, Donnie. Pick up your clothes.
And then let's not forget Kelly Breach and the team down in No Water. And Tom and Betty Lindsay. Till next week, this is Ernie the Horse Guy.
I'm Ed Adams.
Happy trails and always ride for the brand.